for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2018 Summer Family Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, July the 6th, 2018, Randy Ritchie is the speaker of this service teaching on Return of the Days of Noah. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
We saw one time coming back from New Mexico, and we saw something near Roswell, of all places. And out of nowhere, in front of us, this big ball of light shows up. Callie, me, my son, here it shows up. Then it split and went shoo, like that and disappeared. Now, I want you to know that some of these things are fallen angels, but some of them, they've traded technology to our governments. There's a man named Steve Quayle. I'll show you his books in a little bit. But he has generals, four-star generals that are friends, that when he asks them, where's the technology at? How far advanced is the technology from what the public has any understanding? And he asked that general, he said, are we 20 years, 30 years? And the man said, 1,000. So I present to you, 1,000 years. How much has happened since 1990? How much? Did anybody here have one of these phones with a computer in it that you could look in 1990? You had a bag. It barely worked. Huh? And cost a lot of money. Okay? 1,000 years. I'm going to present to you nuclear weapons are obsolete. They're just a political tool. They got weapons far, far greater than that. Far, far greater than that. They're a political tool. But here we go. So here are some pictures. But all over the world, these things show up. People see them. See this? This is Phoenix. Thousands and thousands of phone calls came into the government from that event when these things showed up. I could have gone on and on with pictures, showed you the same thing. Washington, D.C., other places. All right? But listen, even the governor admitted that they handled it wrong when that happened. So if you go look up, it's called Phoenix Lights, you can read about the whole story. Now, is it aliens or is it technology gained from them? There's a reason for the story to be about aliens. The world about us today is proclaiming we're being visited from outer space. Many are believing the story that humans were created by the... This is the point. That we were created by these visitors. Ancient cultural history and architectural evidence overwhelmingly points to beings superior to man in intelligence and technology have been here. I present to you that they were being worshipped and still are worshipped in the form of many false gods around the world. We've looked at some of the amazing architecture and carvings found throughout our planet. Have you ever heard the saying, where there's smoke, there's fire? There's smoke. There's a lot of smoke. Get online. Do a YouTube search of the UFOs. Okay, they can be explained as military vehicles. The problem with this alone being the answer is there's also personal encounters over and over. One time this could be dismissed as delusional people. It's not true. Some may be hoaxes. But over and over, people around the world are being encountered by alien beings. Too many to discredit. Time after time, they're subjected to some form of reproductive harvesting. Solomon said there's nothing new under the sun. Many respectable ministers of God are coming forth with testimony of encounters with these craft. There's testimony of them being able to rebuke. You rebuke them in Jesus' name and they go. If you're born again, You have nothing to fear. But you need to know who you are. Now, if they're going when you say Jesus' name, what camp does that put them in? The devil's camp. That should be a sign to the believers. World's being set up to believe that these beings who are no more or no less than fallen angels are going to save mankind. They will claim to be the answer to our problems. They will claim to be our creator. Has anybody here seen Ancient Aliens on TV? Alright? Well, good. Y'all not TV watchers. But if you, which is good for you. But there's a show called Ancient Aliens. And they go in and they bring all this architecture to the light. And if you took those shows, they're showing you the truth except for one thing. The one thing is they're calling them aliens from outer space, who are our creators. That's the big lie. They don't tell you they're fallen angels and their offspring that created all this stuff. But if we know from the Bible what the Bible says, and we tether everything back to the Bible, listen, people go off to school, your kids go off to school, and they go to college, and these professors start telling them, well, what about this, and what about that architect? And there's no defense because we're ignorant of even what the Word of God says. And what if we told these kids that these are fallen angels, and they're their offspring, and here's what the Word of God said, and here's what Josephus said, and here's what Enoch said. Tethered to the Word of God, we teach them the truth. So they know that they know that they know. So nobody can sow the seeds of doubt in them. And maybe they sow doubt into the scoffers when they're able to defend what the Word of God says and bring forth the evidence. They are going to claim that they created us. 2 Thessalonians 2:7 and 8, for the mystery of iniquity does already work. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. 2:9, even unto him, 10 and 11, even unto him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness into them that perish because they received not the love of truth that they might be saved. And for this cause, God shall send them a strong delusion that they should believe a lie. Okay? If you don't want to believe God, one day He's going to say, okay. He's going to live through straight. These things are going to show up. And they're going to have the answer to man's problem. And they're going to be glorious looking. They're not going to come as the greens or the grays and the booger man. Okay? They're not. They're going to show up as glorious men. And there's not only the Antichrist and there's not only the false prophet, but Jesus literally said many are coming. And they're going to do signs and wonders. There will be the Antichrist. There will be the false prophet. But they're going to have a bunch of help all over the world. So I present to you, if back in the day when you watched shows, there was one called Independence Day, and there was a craft over every major city in the world. Showed up. And there was a big battle, and man won. But listen, when these guys show up, and they're the answer man, not the booger man, and they have all of these things solved, and they offer you something that you won't get sick anymore, and we'll all be in agreement, people are going to beat the door down to join them and to join the Antichrist. Great delusion. So I just quoted that. For there shall arise false Christs and false prophets. Now listen, we've had Sun, Moon, Moon. We've had all sorts of guys show up and say they're Jesus. Okay? But these that are coming are going to show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Say, Lord,
Lord,
thank you that if I stay in you,
your word abides in me,
I will not be fooled. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
I want you to know something. This is all pointing towards the mark of the beast. Okay? That's what it's pointing towards. But you're not going to hold out on your own strength. You just love Jesus now and live for Him. People in Saudi or in over there in Syria, where ISIS was cutting their heads off or throwing them in the fire and doing all those things, all they had to do was renounce Jesus and their lives would have been spared. They didn't do it. Do you think that was human strength? No way. We have a great and glorious God. We have a reward to come no matter what. No matter what. We're going to depend on Him to keep us. Amen?
Yeah.
But we need to be aware. You're going to, listen, stuff is coming. And it's going to deceive many. But maybe you're the one that says, oh no, let me tell you what this is. Let me tell you what this is. And you're able to go back through the Scripture and show that these things happen. And that it's nothing new under the sun. Antichrist and a false prophet. Consider these two characters. Every human being goes through judgment. Everyone. Either the judgment seat of Christ for the believers or the final great white throne judgment. Hebrews 9:27 is appointed unto men once to die and after that the judgment. 2 Corinthians 5:10, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ. This is talking to believers, that everyone may receive the things he has done in his body according to what he has done, whether it be good or bad. We're all going to stand before Jesus. We have to get our day in court. Jesus paid the price, but there's going to be a day in court where the record is expunged because of your belief in Christ. But it has to be brought before the court. Then you're going to get rewarded for the things you did truly for the Lord. But for all of eternity, we have to have that final day in court, so there's nothing that remains of anything we did right. Expunged. Y'all know what expunged means? If we're in a court of law, if you're in the United States of America and you committed a crime and you're able to go get your record expunged, that means it's as if it never happened. Revelation 20:11, I saw a great white throne and him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works. You don't want to be in that one. You don't want to be in that one. Because those dead are the ones that get resurrected at the end of 1,000 years and stand before the Lord without Jesus. And they're going to be thrown in the lake of fire. But look at these two. The Antichrist. Seed of the serpent. This is the culmination of that. Seed of the serpent. He's a mixture. He's a false prophet. They don't go to any judgment. Look at the following scripture. These creatures go straight into the fire without judgment. Revelation 19:20. And the beast was taken, and with him the false prophet that wrought miracles before him, with which he deceived them that had received the mark of the beast and them that worshipped his image. These both were cast alive into the lake of fire burning with brimstone.
Yeah.
No judgment. Amen. Yeah. That's glorious. They don't go to judgment.
Amen.
Because they're not human. They're already judged. Although man can go to the lake of fire, it was not made for man. Matthew 25:41. Then he shall say unto them on the left hand, depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Never intended man to go. So what's science up to? Transhumanism. Abbreviated as an H+, or an H+, is an international, cultural, and intellectual movement with an eventual goal of fundamentally transforming the human condition by developing and making widely available technologies to greatly enhance human intellectual, physical, and psychological capabilities. You got your phones, you can look up anything, they're going to put things in you. You'll just think it and they'll look it up for you. even Facebook, which can be used for something as part of bringing about a collective. You know, there's some good that can come from it, okay? Because, listen, it's out of the knowledge of the tree of good and evil. So there's good that can come. There can be things preached. There can be messages. But you need to understand it's also preparing people to collectively think alike. It's drawing things in. The military created Facebook. They created it in order to begin to control things. Okay? Now, it backfires on sometimes. Listen, people go nuts with the information they have. But it's there for a reason. Transhumanist thinkers study the potential benefits and dangers of emerging technologies that could overcome fundamental human limitations, as well as the ethics of developing and using such technologies. They predict that human beings may eventually be able to transform themselves into beings with such greatly expanded abilities as to merit the label post-human. Now, I promise you, the elite of this world want two classes of people. The elite, who are high and enhanced, and the rest of us that would be sexless drones doing their bidding. That's even your transgenderism, all of that. Listen, Jesus is going to stop it, but that's the plan. That's why you're seeing all this transgender mess, and they're trying to make it no male, no female. They're going to do away with the family. They're going to grow humans on trees. Listen. Okay? They broke the human genome code. I told you that yesterday. They broke the code so they can mix things, animals and humans. You can potentially have two fathers, three fathers, one child. Let that soak in. They view nature as a work in progress. Half-baked beginning that we can learn to remold in desirable ways. Current humanity need not be the end point of evolution. This is their thought. Transhumanists hope that by responsible use of science, technology, and other rational means, we shall eventually manage to become post-humans. Beings with vastly greater capacities than present human beings have. I'm going to tell you one of their main goals is to avoid dying. You know that God was merciful so we don't live forever in our fallen state. That's why He kicked Adam and Eve out of the garden. That's why He put the cherubim there so they couldn't come back and eat of the tree of life and stay alive the way they were forever. He made a way for us to join Him back, but not in that fallen state. Amen?
Amen.
Many reasons given for DNA manipulation. It's always going to come as something good. Cure disease. How about a human able to run like a cheetah, hear like a deer? What about a super soldier able to defeat the enemies of any given nation? There's something called DARPA being funded. I think I said it last night, military research. They have over $2 billion a year upfront budget. Upfront. Do you know there's lots of black money? It's called black ops money that goes into programs that nobody knows about. Okay? We'll move forward. You could create a soldier that had no empathy. He didn't get tired. Never tired. Didn't care. Cruelty. Had no emotion. An emotionless being would be a killing machine, wouldn't it? You think these videos are programming people to be killing machines? Already? Not to mention what would happen with a DNA change. No pain. No terror. No fatigue. They've got animal-human hybrids. Years ago, they had these hybrids. Even then, they were supposed to put them together and then kill them in Britain and other places. They're not killing them. Okay. I mean, you dig deep enough, you'll find that there's stuff underground that you don't even want to know about. I had a friend that 30-something years ago, he's a DNA scientist, and 30-something years ago, he was hired for the greatest. He was one of the top DNA scientists there were. It was actually late 70s, more than 30 years ago. So top scientist in his field, renowned. Got the best job anybody could. Everybody in the field knew the job he got. And they asked him to take human DNA and put it in cows to bring forth human mother milk out of a cow. But he was a Christian and he couldn't do it. But when I began to talk to him about this stuff, when I first dug into it about 5-6 years ago, and he says, "Man, Randy, He said, that was happening 30 years ago. Where are they at now? So.
I'm just going to move forward here.
Immortal minds are a matter of time. Immortality by 2045. Extending ourselves beyond our brains. Inner science for merging our cyberkinetic, our cybernetic and subtle bodies. We are evolving into a meta-intelligence group minds. Okay? That's their plan. So I'm
just show you some pictures of things that are out there. So you can grow a human ear and a mouse, whatever that thing is. All sorts of hybrid looking beings. The Avengers, I talked about that last night. So there's Thor. Mixture between Odin and an earthly woman. I believe this is Wasp Man. Every one of these beings is a mixture, even Spider-Man. Alright? They're mixtures. Supernatural events happen that change them. They're preparing people for the change. Spiritually. If you got all these kids raised up, and that's cool. You're preparing them. Preparing their mind. They have shoved evolution down our throats.
They're making them heroes.
They're making them heroes. Who wouldn't want to be able to climb up a building like that? Huh? Or jump off one? Huh? I don't. Yeah, Carla said she doesn't. I don't either. All right? But that's the mindset of what they're trying to impart.
So you think the creator of Spider-Man 30, 40, 50 years ago had in mind that he wanted to have mutant people and...
No, I think the devil is ancient and he can hatch something anytime he's ready for it to start being developed, and the guy never had a clue. He might not have had a clue. A lot of these people don't have a clue. But they're not being inspired by God. You're inspired by God or you're inspired by something else. So the enemy knows how to lay. Listen, we talked about Disney last night. Disney used to seem a little innocent even though it was always a mess. And now it's gone from being that was always a mess, always supernatural, always magic, and that's against God, to something that's getting worse and worse and worse and darker and darker and darker. So many of these people don't have a clue, but what spirit is in them comes out on the paper and comes out in inspiration. So the hidden symbolism of Freemasonry. The Masonic secret is sons of God with daughters of men. Triple helix DNA upgrade. Symbolic representations. Let's go read that and show you. Symbolic representations of the triplex structure for DNA may appear at times out of ignorance of the meaning behind it, yet the symbol is nonetheless a symbol. Should we care about symbols and being able to understand what they represent? Yes. Demons are empowered by images. They're empowered by statutes. They're empowered by symbols. You know what they're empowered by? Your agreement. We agree with God, and we disarm the enemy. We agree with the enemy, we charge his batteries. It's as simple as that. He has no power except given to him by man. The practitioners of the occult, the secret societies in the Roman Catholic Church, are obsessed with symbols. So that's that double helix. Even in the Masonic Lodge, they have something called Joaquin, and they have Boaz. And those are pillars, columns, posts. But they're representing the DNA, and right in the center is the guy they call the Worshipful Master. And he represents the third leg. So humans now have two strands of DNA. But when you add the third from the fallen ones, you get these creatures. What we're talking about there. So there's a symbol for that. There's Freemasons in one of their poses to bring that. But listen, the average Mason doesn't have a clue what he's doing. I'm just telling you. They don't have a clue what their symbolism really means. But the highest level do. And they call, this isn't a Masonic teaching, we're going to have a Masonic prayer. But they call. They thank you, Paul. The highest level of Masons with understanding fully understand all this, but they call the ones that don't the profane, and they say it's not meant for the profane to have understanding, but it's meant for the profane to believe what we tell them. So
What's the resource? Number one, it's the Bible. Everything has to tether back to the Bible. If it doesn't, throw it away. Okay? It has to tether to the Bible. I use some of these for resources. This guy, Tom Horn, wrote these books. Exo Vaticanus goes into the Vatican's role in the alien revealing to come. Polyon Rising is actually going to show you. There was a guy named Nimrod. Nimrod more than likely was the first pharaoh. He ended up morphing into a god named Apollo. And every Masonic third degree or master degree, third degree, they do a raising of a guy named Hiram Abiff, who is really Nimrod, out of a coffin. And it is an unholy mockery of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, but it's also pointing to their hope and belief that Nimrod be resurrected, and we would call him the Antichrist. Well, this book details that. Pandemonium's Engine goes into many details about transhumanism, mixing of humans and animals, mixing of humans and machine, mixing of humans and computers, the hybridization of man. Forbidden Gates shows what happens when men invite things that we ought not be inviting to come in. Giants, that's Steve Quayle's book, Aliens and Fallen Angels. Steve Quayle, all good books if you want. And they go into far more depth. I'm just kind of opening the door for this. But they go into depth after depth after depth. And you can't. Scripturally, evidentially. You can't miss it if you're studying. There's Genetic Armageddon. That's what's coming. This guy, David Flynn, he went back and he shows you all the symbolism. He said he's trying to figure things out, and God told him it's right in front of your face. And he began to look and to see things. So here was a deal, a guy named L.A. Marsouli, a Russ Dizdar, a guy named Gary Spearman on the Giants. They're going to show you evidence all over the world for these Giants and revealing what the Bible says. And showing you the evidence as well. So, SteveQuayle.com, LAMarzulli.net, Genesis 6 Giants, Raiders News Update. I think that's changed now to Skywatch TV. So what's the point? Why should we know and what should we do? From the point of that follow of the prophetic word, Genesis 3:15, the Lord said, I'll put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed. It shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel. The enemy from this point forward knew that one would come that would destroy his kingdom. His plan from that point forward was to eliminate the vessels that would bring forth his destroyer. First of all, enemy forces mated with women created giants. They created mixtures of humans and animals. This was designed to eliminate the line of Adam, from which God would bring the Redeemer. It happened before the flood and apparently after the flood. The angels that sinned that way were punished by God by being sent to a compartment in the earth called Tartarus. 2 Peter 2:4 and 5 said, for God spared not the angels that sinned, but cast them down to hell, Tartarus, and delivered them into chains of darkness to be reserved unto judgment, and spared not the old world, but saved Noah, the eighth person, a preacher of righteousness, bringing in the flood upon the world of the ungodly. Jude 1:6, and the angels, which kept not their first estate, but left their own habitation, he is reserved in everlasting chains under darkness until the judgment of the great day. Even as Sodom and Gomorrah, the cities about them, in like manner gave themselves over to fornication and going after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire. So you can see Jude 1 and 6 and 1 and 7 are talking about sexual acts. First by the angels, then Sodom and Gomorrah. Strange flesh. The enemy, having failed to destroy man as a whole, began his program again after the flood. Many scholars believe the Tower of Babel was an attempt to bring more fallen angels to earth by opening a portal with that tower. Perhaps the next group of giants came through DNA change. Listen, Nimrod came from Canaan, who Noah cursed. It was in Canaan land that the giants opposed Israel. All of the giants in the promised land were from Canaan. And Nimrod came from Canaan, by the way. So Cush begat Nimrod, and he began to be a mighty one in the earth. Genesis 10:9, he was a mighty hunter before the Lord. Wherefore it is said, even as Nimrod, the mighty hunter before the Lord. But the Hebrew word translated in English, mighty hunter, is Debor, which is the same word for giant used back in Genesis 6:4. Nimrod was different, and out of him came giants. So something happened. Next, the enemy tried to destroy one type of man. He tried to destroy the people the Messiah would come from. He had Pharaoh kill the babies to try to stop the Messiah from coming. He tried to have the, he had in Israel, he had in Ramah, the babies were killed by Herod. He had Goliath go against David. He had Haman go against God's people in Esther, in the book of Esther. He tried to stop the Messiah from coming. He thought he had it done at the cross. 1 Corinthians 2:7 and 2:8. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. The Lord blinded every demon and every fallen angel in the world at one time. Because if he hadn't, they would have never crucified Jesus. That just tells you what God can do when He decides to do something. Amen? Thank you, Lord. It was altering the image of God in man. It was meant to stop Jesus from coming. And that's what's going on now. So what's going to happen? Listen, so He couldn't get it done before the flood. And He couldn't get it done after the flood. And He couldn't stop the Messiah from being born. So now what the deal is to stop you from being qualified to receive the Messiah, who has already come. Because if you were to take the mark of the beast, your DNA will change. If you took alteration and became not human, not of Adam, you're not savable. And Word of God tells us that those that take the mark of the beast are going to have their part of the lake of fire. Revelation 13:16-17, and He causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he had that mark or the name of the beast and the number of his name. And the third angel followed, saying with a loud voice, if any man worship the beast and his image and receive his mark in his forehead or on his hand. This is 14:9, 10, and 11. And the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever, and they have no rest night or day who worship the beast and his image, and whoever receives the mark of his name. We're children of the light, children of the day. We're not of the night nor of darkness. Thank you, Father. You need to know that biblical prophecy covers 26.8% of the Bible's volume. We need to pay attention to some things. Isaiah 46:9, remember the former things of old, for I am God, there is none else. I am God, and there is none like me. Isaiah 46:10, declaring the end from the beginning, from ancient times the things are not yet done, saying my counsel shall stand, I will do all my pleasure. But we've got to pray. So I'm just going to take this to prayer. All who will pray with me. Father God, Creator of heaven and earth, I come to you in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. I come as a sinner, seeking forgiveness and cleansing from all the sins committed against you and others by image. Our earthly father and mother, and all of my ancestors, of flesh and blood, and of the Spirit by adoption, and godparents, but I utterly turn away from and renounce all their sins. I forgive my ancestors for the effects of their sins on me and my children. I confess and renounce all of my own sins. I renounce and rebuke Satan and every spiritual power of his affecting my family. I renounce and forsake all involvement in Freemasonry, any other lodge or craft, by my ancestors and myself. I renounce witchcraft, principal spirit, divine Freemasonry. I renounce Baphomet, spirit of Antichrist, the curse of the Luciferian doctrine. I renounce the idolatry, the blasphemy, the secrecy, the deception of Masonry at every level. I specifically renounce the insecurity, love of position, power, love of money, avarice, greed, pride, which would have led my ancestors into Freemasonry. I renounce all the fear of death, all the fears, fears of men, fear of trusting in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take a deep breath. Go, go, go. Get out of God's people. Now, in the name of Jesus. Baphomet, come out of there. Witchcraft, come out. In the name of Jesus. Idolatry, blasphemy, secrecy, deception. Get out. In the name of Jesus. Insecurity, love of position, love of money, love of power, avarice, greed, pride. I break your power out of fifth pride. Even spiritual pride. In the name of Jesus. Fear of man. Fear what people think. And I break these curses. Take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Come on out, pride. Leviathan, let him go. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to bore a thorn in his jaw. Put a hook in his lips. Put out his lamp, Father. Pull him out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Fear of death. Fear of men. Fear of trusting in Jesus. We break your power in the name of Jesus. Break your power in Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. So I renounce every position held in the lodge by any ancestors. Tyler. Master. Worshipful master. Any other name. I renounce calling any man master. I renounce the entrapping of others into masonry and observing the helplessness of others during the rituals. I renounce the effects of masonry passed on to me for any female ancestor who felt distrusted and rejected by her husband as he entered the lodge and refused to tell his secrets. Now take a deep breath. Go, go. Tyler, master, worshipful master, get out of God's people. In the name of Jesus, go, 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 go. Up and out now. In the name of Jesus, the Lord rebuke you. Rejection go. Secret go. In the name of Jesus. Hidden work of darkness, we break your power. Helplessness, go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Say, I renounce.
Amen.
The oath taken.
Amen.
And the curses involved. In the first or entered apprentice degree. Especially their effects on the throat and tongue. I renounce the hoodwink. The blindfold. Its effect on my emotions and my eyes. In the name of Jesus. I renounce. Break the power of confusion. Fear the dark. Fear the light. Fear sudden noises. I renounce the secret word. Moaz. And all it means. I renounce error. Mixing truth and error. I renounce blasphemy. I renounce. Take the noose off my neck. In Jesus' name. I break the power. Fear of choking. Every spirit causing asthma. Hay fever. Emphysema. Other breathing difficulties. I renounce the compass point. The sword of the spear. Held against the breast. The fear of death. The stabbing pain. The fear of heart attack. I thank you, Lord, for closing these spiritual knife wounds in my throat, in my chest, in the name of Jesus. Now take a deep breath. Come on out now. Come on out. Spirits of infirmity in the throat, the tongue, in the name of Jesus. Thyroid, I break your power, confusion, fear of the dark, fear of the light, fear of sudden noises. Boaz, get out. Error, go. In the name of Jesus, we take those nooses off their necks. I command asthma to go, hay fever to go, emphysema to go. In the name of Jesus, let them go. Everything gets breath. Blindness, I break your power. Spiritual blindness, I break your power. Macular degeneration, I break your power. In the name of Jesus. And Father, we thank you those swords, those compass points are pulled out of their chest in the name of Jesus. Go, go, go. Heart attack, fear of heart attack. We break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father.
Well, that's going to go away. I'm not going to fight it now. In the name of Jesus Christ, I now pray for healing of my throat, vocal cords, nasal passages, sinus areas, bronchial tubes, everything in my speech area. And I receive the release of the Word of God into me, through me, and to my family. In Jesus' name. Take a deep breath. Even as the Word of God comes in, may the enemy be destroyed in these areas. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name, let them go. In the name of Jesus, breath stealers, that takes the breath away, even from fear. I break your power, fear from the oaths. I break your power, fear, panic. In the name of Jesus, anxiety. I break your power in the name of Jesus. Dread, pressure, tension. I bind you. I break your power. Let them go. In the name of Jesus. Say, I renounce the oaths and the curses involved. In the second degree. The fellow craft degree. I renounce. Break the curses. Heart and chest. I renounce the secret words. God King. Shibboleth. And all they mean. I cut off. Break the power of emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, fear, doubt, unbelief, deep anger in me and my bloodline. In the name of Jesus, I pray for healing of my chest area, my lungs, my heart, and in my emotions. Brokenhearted, I break your power, and I command those spirits to go. And I ask you, Lord, to help me to be sensitive to the Holy Spirit, my God. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. Infirmity in the heart and the chest, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, spirit of jockeying, spirit of shibboleth, go. Emotional hardness, apathy, indifference, unbelief, fear, doubt, unbelief, anger, deep-seated anger, explosive anger, sarcasm, I break your power. Get out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, mad at God, mad at the world, mad at self, I break your power. Mad at your neighbor, I break it all. In the name of Jesus, go, go, go. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I renounce all oaths taken.
All
I break the curses of the third degree, the masturbation degree. I break the curses on the stomach and womb area. Now, if you're a male, you're breaking that for your female offspring to come. So the bloodline down. So when you hear stomach or womb, don't check out there. Okay. Just understand that's for them. All right?
Right.
Say, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I renounce the secret words. Mahabon. Machabim. Machbina. Tubal-Cain. And all they mean.
I renounce
the spirit of death.
From
blows to the head. The ritual murder. The fear of death. False martyrdom.
Fear.
Fear of being attacked,
assaulted,
raped, helplessness. I renounce
the
falling in the coffin,
in
the stretcher, the ritual of murder. I renounce
the
false resurrection.
Only Jesus
is the resurrection
and the life.
I command these spirits to go. Take a deep breath. Let them go. Go, 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 go. Mahabon, Machabim, Machbina, Tubal-Cain. Go, go, go. Ritual murder spirits, go. Fear of death, go. False martyrdom, go. Get out. In the name of Jesus, fear of attack, fear of gang attack, fear of assault, fear of rape, helplessness, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, that drew him to be molested as a child that came through Freemasonry, I break your power. In the name of Jesus, you'll not go forward. That drew the pornography, we break your power. In the name of Jesus, let him go. Go, 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 go. In the name of Jesus, all helplessness, let him go. In the name of Jesus, say, I renounce the blasphemous kissing of the Bible on a witchcraft oath. I cut off spirits of death,
witchcraft,
deception. I command infirmity come out of my stomach, gallbladder, womb, liver, every other organ in my body. You've got to go. In the name of Jesus. I ask you, Lord, for a release of compassion and understanding for me and my family. Now take a deep breath. Get out. Get out. Get out. Death. Witchcraft. Deception. Get out. Infirmity in the stomach. Infirmity in the gallbladder. Infirmity in the womb. Infirmity in the liver. In the name of Jesus. For any who will, you committed sexual sin. Just look like there's a dart that's in your liver. According to the Proverbs, it is. Pull it out now in the name of Jesus. Get out. Get out. Get out. Just reach to your liver and pull those darts out in the name of Jesus. Act of faith. Just pull them out. Out. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. May seem foolishness, but that's how He confounds the world. In Jesus' name. Say, I renounce.
Amen.
The all-seeing.
Third eye.
Of Freemasonry.
Freemason.
Of Horus. In the forehead,
and
all its pagan
and
occult symbolism.
I renounce false
communions, all mockery of Jesus,
all
unbelief,
confusion,
depression, the lie that says man's not sinful, just imperfect. And that they can be redeemed
by good works.
Only Jesus.
Only
faith.
Only
His blood
can
wash a person clean. I command those lying spirits to go. In Jesus' name. Now take a deep breath. Go, 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 go. In Jesus' name. Mockery. Mocking spirit. I break your power. Religious mocking spirit. I bind you. I break your power. False communion. Unbelief. Confusion. Depression. We break your power in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord,
Lord,
I receive healing from the sickness,
the
infirmities, from the curses,
the
afflictions,
from
addictions,
from
disease,
from
allergies associated with these sins.
I confess
and renounce
that
you are good, Lord.
You're
my healer. Fill me with your spirit.
Spirit of
wisdom.
Counsel.
Understanding.
Might.
Knowledge.
And
the fear of the Lord.
In Jesus'
name.
Say
in Jesus'
name.
As your perfect love comes in, Lord.
I receive
my deliverance. In Jesus'
name.
Now raise your hands to heaven.
In
the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for blessing your people.
And
I thank you for continued deliverance, Father. In the name of Jesus. And I thank you who the Son sets free is free indeed. And this battle has not been fought by might, not by power, but by your Spirit. And I thank you, Father, for a rout of any remaining enemy you want out today. That, Father, your angels would swing their swords and destroy those works. And cut out every bite and grip and hold of the enemy in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Be free. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.